Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again on today repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly or unknowingly, whether in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. So we just welcome you, Holy Spirit, into this service on this afternoon. We welcome you, Lord, to have your way, Lord. Father, I ask that not my will, but thy will be done. And Father, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you would just begin to minister to every believer that is on this call on today, Lord God. That Father, no one would leave this call the same way they came into it, Father. But they will be changed by your word and by your spirit, which brings new life. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you give us understanding of your word, Lord. That you will help us, Father, to hide your word in our hearts, that we will not sin against you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love the Lord and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We oh. We exalt thee. 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 Thou art ruler of the heavens, and you're ruler of the earth, O Lord, O Lord. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We For thou art ruler of the heavens, and you're ruler of the earth, O Lord. O Yabashoto Moku. Oh, Lord. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way, that's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way, that's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. Hey, that's why my heart is filled.
that's why I'm at his feet with rain. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you get
Pukasando
for me.
Tegamanzando Rabo.
In such a special way, that's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. And that's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My heart, my mind, my soul is filled with your praise. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just welcome you once again into this place, Lord. We ask that, Father, you would just fill this place with your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just give God the praise on today, for he's worthy to be praised. I just thank him for all his many wonderful blessings that's new every morning.
Yeah.
I just praise God for the opportunity to be able to come before his presence. We just thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
We thank you for the manifestation of your glory. We thank you for the manifestation of your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have you ever just considered, what would you say to Jesus if he would walk up to you and begin to ask you the question of what did you do with your life concerning him? Just, you know, imagine for a minute that you are in the room with Jesus. No one else is there. He's looking you directly in your eyes. And, you know, Jesus is not a human being, because I don't care how much we as people, we, you know, when people are coming to, it's amazing to me. Being a pastor for over 18 years, one of the things I've realized, people don't have a, still don't get the concept that when the Spirit of God have me to ask them a question, if I'm talking to them about something, that it's not me talking. That it's the Spirit of God that have led me to them. So then, for is the Spirit of the living God. And so, I watch people lie.
Yeah,
you know, and I watch, but just imagine for a minute that you're in face to face with Jesus. Nobody else is in the room but you and him. And Jesus has this way of looking straight through you. That there is no way that you would have a lie to come up with, or you know, anything else you can do. This, in this hour, this is the hour to really run for Jesus. I mean, y'all not crazy. I mean, look at the in the temp. What is the temperature right now outside? It's 79. It was 60 something earlier, I believe. And we just came off of it being like 100 degrees, almost 100. One day, I think one day it was 100 degrees, and you know, we was up in the 90s and all these things, and we look at all the stuff that's going on around us. People are losing their mind completely on a day-to-day basis. You know, when you look at the news and you look at different things that are going on, you see that Jesus is on his way back. And many are getting offended because of the word of God. And so you see the word of God being fulfilled on a day-to-day basis. And so as I look at this stuff and as I'm paying attention to a lot of things that's going on, God just wanted me to have you to begin to think. And one of the problems that happen with people in the body of Christ, or, you know, I'm not going to say the body of Christ, I'm going to say the church. Because to say the body of Christ, then a person really has to have their ear open to the Lord. And everybody don't have their ear open to the Lord. And one of the things I've learned in the church is that people don't sit back and think. I had to sit at a relative's funeral on yesterday, and they was a young person, you know. They 31 years old. And so, you know, it just reminded me of the fact of how people are checking up out of here, but yet folks continue to go in the way that they're going, not realizing that you're going to have to face Jesus one day. And I really appreciated the minister that did the funeral on yesterday. First of all, I appreciated him from his briefness. And I hate long funerals. And so, but I was appreciating him for telling the truth, you know. And I was just sitting back listening to him, and I said, "Lord," I said, "He's telling the truth. He was being tactful about it, but he was really telling the truth." You know, he began to tell people, you know, there are some people that you're gonna just say, "See you later," to, and some folks it's a complete goodbye because the relative that passed away, there's no. I don't have a second thought in my mind where they located. I know they in hell. And I was sitting in the funeral, matter of fact, you know, talking to God about it. Because when I found out they passed away, the Spirit of God immediately showed me where their funeral was going to be. And this is before I had any information about where they was going to have their funeral and everything. And so he immediately showed me where the body was going to be held, what funeral home the body was going to be held in. And he immediately showed me where the funeral was going to be. And so in that same vision, he showed me that they was in hell. And so I was listening to people at the funeral yesterday talking about, well, he's not in any pain anymore. You know, I'm like, honey, he's in the worst pain he's ever experienced before in his life here on this earth. And it's because of the fact that, you know, people don't consider that you're going to stand before Jesus. And this is the thing that being in the room with Jesus, I look at the story in the Bible where, give me 1 second to go there. I look at how Jesus, how he exchanged with different people in the Bible. And, you know, Jesus had a lot of interesting exchanges with people. And so, you know, when you sit back and you see the different exchanges that Jesus had with people while he was here on earth, let's go, I guess, to, let me see. I'm going to go to St. John. And as we go to St. John, I'm looking at the third chapter. I'm going to start at verse 1. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeneth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, ye believe not. How shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil.